Okay, so today I want to share what Brother Sun shared on how God wants to dwell among His people.
今天我想交通孙弟兄交通的神多么愿意与我们同住。
Brother told us that God is so willing to dwell with us that He lowered Himself to dwell in the temple.
孙弟兄交通神是多么愿意与我们同住，所以他降卑自己与我们同住。
And similarly, God is also willing to lower Himself to dwell among us.
同样的，主也降卑住在我们里面。
When I look at myself, sometimes I think, how is God willing to dwell in me?
当我看自己的时候，有时候我想，主怎么愿意住在我这个人里面呢？
Such a worthless and corrupt vessel, but yet God wants to dwell in us.
我是多么一个不值并且败坏的器皿，但是仍然主愿意住在我里面。
And again, I'm reminded that how much God loves us, that we are His children.
所以我真的受提醒，主多么的爱我们，我们是神的儿女。
But then I had a question for myself.
但我对自己有个问题。
How much do I care about being a dwelling place for God?
我到底有多在意我是神的居所呢？
Is this something that I really cherish?
这是我所宝贵的吗？
We see that the sons of Korah, that David, they cared so much about the dwelling place.
我们看见可拉的后裔，我们看见大卫，他们非常在意这个事情。
But we see that years after David, that actually the Israelites no longer cared.
但我们看见在大卫之后，以色列人不再关注这个事情。
Our brother Sun shared from Ezekiel that God was so unwilling to depart from the temple.
我们弟兄所交通的在以西结书，神非常不愿意的离开他的殿。
That it broke God's heart to leave His children.
实在是伤了神的心，神要离开他的儿女。
God never wants to leave, but we are the ones who force Him out.
神从来不愿离开，是我们把神逼走了。
So I want to look at what did the Israelites do that forced God out.
所以我想看一下，到底以色列人做了什么，把神逼走了。
If we turn to Ezekiel chapter 8,
当我们翻到以西结书第八章。
Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 9 to 10.
以西结书第八章第九到第十节。
It says, and he said to me, go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing there. So I went in and saw, and there every sort of creeping thing, abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed all around on the walls.
他说你进去看他们在这里所行可憎的恶事。我进去一看，谁知在四面墙上画着各样爬物和可憎的走兽，并以色列家一切的偶像。
When reading this, how does it make you feel?
当我们读到这里，你心里什么感觉呢？
To me, it makes me feel really sad.
我心里面觉得非常的忧伤。
How did the Israelites end up like this?
为什么以色列人变成这个样子呢？
The temple is supposed to be a place for worshiping God.
圣殿本身是用来一起敬拜神的。
But instead, now it is made a place to worship idols.
但现在变成一个敬拜偶像的地方。
So we see how far the Israelites have fallen.
我们看见以色列人堕落的多么的厉害。
But let us consider, what about us today?
但我们想一下我们今天如何。
What is the condition of our hearts?
我们今天我们心中的光景如何。
Is our heart perhaps filled up with these wicked things that displease God?
我们是否心里满了这种恶事是不讨神喜悦的呢？
Perhaps the sins in our lives we are unwilling to give up.
是不是我们生活中有罪我们不愿意舍弃呢？
The idols in our lives that have first place over Christ.
是不是我们有偶像把神的居首位所占据呢？
What are the things we have portrayed on the walls of our hearts?
我们在我们心里面的墙上我们在画怎样的像？
Are these things that please God?
这些事情讨主的喜悦吗？
Or are we perhaps inviting something else into our heart?
还是我们把别的东西邀请进我们的心里面？
When I think of just a place that I want to live at for myself,
我觉得这只是我自己想住的地方。
That if it were for me, I would like something that matches what I want and is pleasing to me.
假如这是我的地方，我就想怎样讨我自己的喜悦。
So if it's a house for the Lord,
但假如这是神的家，
We know that God laid out specifically to David how he wanted the house to be built.
我们知道神向着大卫指示了他家的样式。
But yet here we see the Israelites have completely ignored it.
但我们看见以色列人完全的忽视这个事情。
So in our hearts, do we really want to make it a place that the Lord can find rest?
我们是否我们心中有个心愿，主啊，愿你在我心中找到可居住的所在。
Or is it the Lord cannot find and rest and he has to...passes by and find rest someone else.
还是主不能在我里面找到安息，主必须要找到别的人，在他的心里面找到安息。
And there's one other verse in Ezekiel chapter 8 I want to read.
在以斯结书第八章我还想读一节圣经。
Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 12.
第八章第十二节。
Then he said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the room of his idols, for they say, The Lord does not see us, the Lord has forsaken the land.
他对我说，人子啊，以色列家的长老暗中在个人画像屋里所行的，你看见了吗？他们常说，耶和华看不见我们，耶和华已经离弃这地。
And so just as the elders here, they did something in secret. Is there anything that we do in secret in our hearts?
我们看见这里面长老在暗中所行的，我们是否在暗中也有所我们所行的呢？
Something in the dark corner of our heart that we don't think anyone can see.
是否在我们心里面一个黑暗的角落，我们以为没有人知道？
Maybe locked in the smallest closet in our heart.
可能我们心里面有很多隐藏的的柜子。
But do we think that God doesn't see it?
我们以为神就看不见吗？
And so I hope that we can really come before God with sincerity and truth.
我希望我们真的能够来到主面前，以灵与诚实来到主面前。
That like David would say, "Search me, O God, and know my heart."
大卫说，主啊，求你鉴察我的心。知道我里面有没有恶行。
Because we see here a big warning that the Israelites were the ones who forced God out of the temple.
因为我们看见这里有一个很大的警告，以色列人所做的，把神逼走他的家。
So may we not also be the ones who forced God out of our lives.
愿我们不是那位把神在我们生活中逼走的那个人。
So I want to consider the question again. How much do I care about being a dwelling place for God?
所以我想我们在思想这个问题，到底我有多在意神要在我们当中得着安息的所在。
David's desire was so strong that he says in the psalm that he will not give sleep to his eyes nor slumber to his eyelids until he finds a dwelling place for the Lord.
大卫对这个事情有个热切的渴望，他在诗篇132篇里面说，我的眼不打盹，我也不上我的床榻。
And our brother's son also shared his testimony that when he faced a difficulty, he prayed all night till 4 a.m. in the morning.
孙弟兄也跟我们交通，当他遇到难处的时候，他一直祷告到凌晨四点钟。
And then I thought, what is my attitude towards sin or when I have committed error before the Lord?
所以我在想，当我自己犯罪或犯错误的时候，我在神面前的态度是怎样呢？
That do I really not give sleep or do I really have such urgency to treat this matter?
是否我宁愿觉都不睡，我心里有个急迫，我要在主面前处理这个事情。
Brother John reminded us that we must get back on the highway of repentance.
我们中立兄和我们交通，我们必须要回到悔改的大道上。
And that our brothers also shared that God is not afraid that we sin, but that we don't repent.
我们弟兄和我们交通，神不怕我们犯罪，但神怕我们不悔改。
And so then I wonder, how often am I on this highway of repentance?
所以我在思想，我到底有多长在这个悔改的大道上呢？
Our brothers made it very clear that if you are in sin, you are not in Christ.
我们弟兄说的非常的明白，若我们在罪中，我们就不在基督里。
And there is no way to follow him in sin.
没有办法跟从主，带着罪跟从主。
Sometimes I think we can fool ourselves.
有时候我们自己觉得自己能够骗自己。
As if we are walking on the byways and asking the Lord, which is the right byway to walk on?
我们有时候就走绕道的小道，我们一直在问主，有什么小道我是容易走的，我是可以走的。
But of course we know there is no answer.
但我们知道你如此寻求不可能有答案。
The only way is to get off the byway and back onto the highway.
唯一的路就是不绕道，而是走到大道上。
And so I hope that this is all that is our desire in our hearts, that we would get back on the highway.
我愿这是我们的心愿，我们愿回归到走回到这条大道上。
Brother Sun shared Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16.
我们弟兄跟我们交通耶利米书六章十六节。
And I think there is a big warning here.
这对我们是个很大的警告。
That the Lord showed them the way, the good way, but they said we will not walk in it.
神只是路，只是正路，但他们说我不要走在其上。
Today we have heard these messages on the right way.
我们今天听到了正路的道。
Let this not be our response that we will not walk in it.
愿这是我们的回应，我们不像以色列人所说的，我不愿走在其上。
But the response of the Lord is, Lord, I will walk in this way.
而是我向主有个回应，主啊，我愿走在其上。
And that's all my sharing.
这是我的交通。
我今天讲交通是这次夏令会给我最大的一个感觉，就是十字架的路。
Today I want to share on some feeling I had from the retreat,
that is the way of the cross.
我主要想从两个方面，第一个方面就是十字架和目的。
I will share from two aspects. The first is the cross and the purpose.
从 WCCC 之后，一直是有感觉，很多弟兄姊妹也交通过，就是目的决定道路。
After WCCC, a lot of brethren have shared that it is the purpose that determines the way.
实际上，这一次的孙弟兄的信息也给我有同样的感觉。
And Brother Sun also gave me the same feeling this time.
孙弟兄第一堂就把神所要的那个神要一个家，把这个目的放在了第一堂，然后告诉我们神想要的是什么。
In the first meeting, Brother Sun has already shared that the purpose is.In God's house.
然后这也是我们追求的目的。
And this is what we ought to pursue.
我一开始我以为，好像目的决定道路，我已经明白了，我已经好像已经得到。
At first, I thought that I already understood what it means for the purpose to determine the way.
但是有一天，有一次主日，主问我一个问题，我才发现我之前暗中所寻找的那个方向，好像不太是主想要的。
But then I realized that what I was pursuing is not exactly what the Lord wants.
主他在问我，我做基督徒走这条往这个方向走路，我的目的到底是什么？是想要做一个好的基督徒，还是说想要真的能够服侍到是一个能够服侍到神心意里的人？
He asked me if I want to serve him or serve men.
然后我觉得如果目的是不一样的，我都可以说我在走十字架的路，但是
I feel like if I do not know the purpose, then I can walk the way of the cross.
但是我觉得当你经历会是不一样的。
But then the experience would be different.
当我真的是想要，只是想要做一个好的基督徒，可能
If I want to be a good Christian,
十字架的路对我来说可能就是压制，就是一个罪的行为。
And the way of the cross is only kind of an oppression, and it's something I ought to do that is right.
但我真的是为了神的旨意而去背十字架。
But if I'm carrying the cross for the purpose of God's purpose,
我觉得这个才是能真的经历到孙弟兄在诗歌里所说的那句话。
Then I can experience what Brother Sun has shared in the hymn.
他的笑容鼓舞着我。
It is your smiling face that pushes me on.
第二，我想交通的是十字架的道路是拯救的道路。
The second aspect I want to share is that the way of the cross is the way of salvation.
也是那一条我们要跟随的路。
And it is also the way that we ought to follow.
我第一次有这种感觉的时候是我们第一次小组交通。
The first time I had this feeling was when we had a small group fellowship.
当时弟兄姊妹的交通解决了我一个问题。
Brothers and sisters fellowship solved a problem I had.
我以为恢复我对神家这个喜爱，你的居所何等可爱这个感觉，这个实际。
I thought to recover the reality of how lovely is thy tabernacle.
是让我回到单纯，没有很多复杂的想法，不会有很多纠结。
And I thought this would bring me back to simplicity, to be simple before the Lord.
但我后来发现这样的想法背后实际上是有一个懒惰的思想在。
But then I realized that there is this laziness behind this.
实际上情况是我会有很多想法出来，会受一些外面环境的影响，会有一些反应，但
I would have some outward circumstances that, and then I'll have some reactions towards them.
但当真正的考验是在这些选择的时候，我的选择，我的决定是什么？
But the true test is when these things happen, what is my choice? What is my action?
我第二次有这样感觉的时候是中弟兄的交通。
The second time I had this feeling was when Brother John was sharing.
中弟兄交通到父主的轭。
He was speaking on being co-yoked with Christ.
那一堂信息在我面前就展现出一个很清楚的 picture.
And this became a very clear picture in front of my eyes.
大卫从大卫的经历学会了跟主可以坦诚的跟他说我一切的情况。
David's experience caused him to be able to open up before the Lord honestly.
但是我好像虽然祷告了，把负担放到了主面前。
But I have prayed, and it seems like I have placed the burden in front of the Lord.
但是我却只是在邀请主和我一起来背我的重担。
But I'm only inviting the Lord to bear my burden.
但主的意思是说，你当负我的轭。
But the Lord says you ought to bear my burden.
这也解决了我另外一个问题。
And this solved yet another problem I had.
因为我曾经鼓励人去可以把自己里面的想法跟主说，但是我总觉得好像还差一些东西。
I have encouraged others to tell the Lord what you feel, but it seems like there's a lack.
我觉得真正的出路是和主说，但是最终的目的，真正的出路是负起主的轭。
But I think the way out is to tell the Lord that the end is to bear your burden.
大卫是一个很单纯的人，不论遇到什么情况，他都愿意像一个小孩子一样。
David is someone quite simple, and he would be willing to come to the Lord no matter what circumstance he's in.
单纯的依靠仰望这位神。
And to rely upon the Lord only.
但是他也是一个寻求神心意的人。
But he's also one who is pursuing after the Lord's heart.
是一个心智不再像小孩子的人。
He is no longer, he does not have the immaturity of a child.
第二个是比较，这个也很帮助我，让我看到实际上我也在经常自己背圣洁的重担，跟随的重担。
And this allowed me to see that often I'm also bearing that burden of holiness.
按照我自己所认为对，然后神想要的去追求。
To pursue what I thought was right, to pursue after God that way.
软弱的时候就求主你和我一起来背我想要的这个。
And when I'm weak, I ask the Lord to help me bear this burden that I think He wants me to bear.
但是主的意思是说，你要来负我的轭。
But the Lord says, "Come and bear my burden."
当我真的看到这个的时候，我才有一点点明白什么是圣灵引进十字架。
So then, when I saw this, it allowed me to see what it means for the Holy Spirit to bring in the cross.
圣灵带我真的经历主给的十字架，不是人造的十字架。
And the Holy Spirit allows me to experience God's cross, not man-made cross.
同时十字架也同样引进圣灵。
And this cross also brings in the Holy Spirit.
因为真正十字架的经历让我更看向 圣灵的带领。
Because through the experience of the cross, I would even more focus on the leading of the Holy Spirit.
而且当你真的负主的轭的时候，你发现主的轭是的确是轻省的。
And the other thing is when you truly are bearing his burden and his yoke, you find that his yoke is easy.
圣灵的带领是真实的。
And the Holy Spirit's leading is real.
神的计划也是周详的。
And God's plan is perfect.
我想最后给大家一些鼓励和提醒，也是对我自己的提醒。
At the end, I would like to encourage each one of you and also myself.
我们经常会说到，很想山上的生活，然后之后我们要过山下的生活。
Often we say that we admire the living on the mountain, but then when afterwards we come down, we live below the mountain.
我觉得，山下的生活才是我们真正跟随的生活。
I feel that living, below the mountain is our true everyday experience.
因为的确，像孙弟兄所说的，那些 high moment 激情会过去。
Just like Brother Sun shared, that those high moments will pass.
真正的跟随实际上是我每天主摆在我身上的环境，抉择我的反应是什么。
The true pursuing comes with everyday living. When the Lord places circumstance about us, how do we react?
可能有的时候，也会处在软弱低沉的光景里。
Sometimes we might be in a weak state.
但是是不是真的像大卫一样，他的心的方向已经定了？
But are we like David, whose heart's direction is already set?
即便有疲乏，但是他仍是往前走。
Even if he's tired, he continues to press on forward.
嗯，这是我今天的分享。
Concludes my sharing today.
弟兄姊妹好。孙弟兄在第三堂那边时候，他讲到力上加力。
Brother Sun in his third message talks about from strength to strength.
他这边讲到就是那个意志里面的那个固执是最糟糕的一点。
He talks about in our will, stubbornness is a huge stumbling block.
然后人可能还可以死不认错。
And a man could, even at the point of death, will not admit the wrong.
我其实深就对这个点感觉挺深的，因为我自己有个固执是将近死不认错。
And I can relate with this quite a lot because I'm also very stubborn.
就是，其实申弟兄说我们可能有很多的固执在神面前，但我感觉就只要有一个固执跟神之间是有的，他就 sorry。
I feel like there's Brother Sun shared that there's a lot of stubbornness that we have. But as long as we have one stubbornness,
那个我们的生命，那个生命的那个管道就给堵死了。
Then the channel of our life would be blocked.
对，而且那个堵住的可能不是一个大事，可能就是一个很小的事情。
And that blockage might be a very small blockage.
甚至都觉得好像主给别人一个更大的事情，别人还能过去，但是。我这个一个小小的事情我都过不去，然后我们说 我真的是好羞耻啊，我都不愿意跟别人说我这样的一个过不去的事。
And others might have this huge thing and they would be able to pass it, and we have something much smaller, so we feel ashamed to even say that we cannot pass that thing by.
哎呦，我想鼓励大家，就是我们一定要去面对，到底是什么事情让我们跟神之间堵住了。
So I encourage all of us that we need to face what things are blocking our relationship with the Lord.
如果不对付的话，那个就没有出路。我们如果不过去的话，真的是一直会堵在这里。
If we do not deal with it, then we'll continue to be blocked, and there's no way out.
很多时候我觉得这个一个。心里的固执是像心里的一个结一样的。
Oftentimes I feel that the stubbornness in our heart is like a knot.
这个心结它解开，到底怎么能解开呢？
How can this knot in our heart be untied?
其实有人说时间能够医治心结，但是其实时间不能够解开，时间可能只能淡化。
Some people say that time would be able to untie all knots, but actually it can only diminish the importance of these knots.
因为心里面那个生发那个结的那个心还在那边，它还是会做出这个结来。
Because the root cause of that knot is still there, and it's always going to be there.
我也尝试就是说，好像我自己跟自己用说教的方式，我自己说，就是好像说你这个怎么这个样子，然后好像，要走出来。
So sometimes I try to teach myself, rebuke myself a little. How can I be this way? But I still cannot get out of it.
但这个换来的往往是一个更负面的一个人，而且是在什么地方都是低着头的。
But then this causes someone to be more negative and feels like we cannot lift up our head.
然后我也去尝试说用情感的宣泄，好像要把这个 block 给冲掉。
I also tried to use my emotions to flush away this knot.
但是当可能感觉好一会儿之后，现实的光又照在我的实际生活上。
But after feeling good for a while, then the light of reality shines on me again.
我发现我被打回了原形。
And then I am back to square one.
我不是说我们面对这个，这个固执，我们什么都不能做，什么都，就只能在那躺平。
I'm not saying that in the face of stubbornness, there's nothing we can do.
因为这固执，我们必须的去对付。
Because we have to deal with this stubbornness.
但神允许我们去用自己的方法去尝试，去失败。
The Lord allows us to use our own ways to try for a while and fail.
这样才能让我们知道我们自己原来这么软弱。
So then we see how weak we really are. How helpless we are.
嗯，嗯，但我想说，真的能够解开这个心结的，只有神自己。
But I would say that only God Himself can untie the knot in our hearts.
神给我两个礼物。
God gave me two presents.
一个是他生命。
One is His life.
对，那个，就是当这个拉撒路他从死里复活的时候，到底是什么让他能复活？
When Lazarus was resurrected from the dead, what is that power that caused him to resurrect?
不是他自己的生命。
It is not his own life.
他死了。
He already died.
对，但是是主复活的生命到了他里面。
It is the Lord's resurrection life that entered him.
然后另外一个就是主他的话。
The second is the Lord's word.
主的话其实，真的能够进到我们心里是很不一样的。
If the Lord's word can enter into our hearts, that is quite something.
对，好像他这个话一进来，里面那个，我就是认同他这话是真理，是真的。
When his heart truly enters in, then we agree and we know that it is true.
然后我就会向神认罪，我说我得罪了神。
And I would confess before the Lord, say I offended you.
我也真的愿意悔改，说我不愿意再这样子固执了。
And I truly repent and I say I do not want to be stubborn no anymore.
因为神的话，他好像里面有一个定罪，但同时有个释放。
In the Lord's word, there seems to be at the same time a condemnation, but also a freeing.
有一个好像黑结果是黑暗的，但同时它有一个荣耀在前面。如果我们选择它的话
，It seems like there's blackness, but at the same time, there's a glorious outcome if we choose Him.
对啊，这大概是我想要讲的啊。然后我稍微还讲一点，就是。有之前有一个弟兄姊妹他鼓励我。
There's a brother or sister who encouraged me.
对，就是之前他说就是我可能觉得这个有个事情这个过节跟神的这个固执好像很小很小，就是微不足道的事情。
I thought there's a stubbornness within me that is so small, that is so minuscule.
对，我觉得我可以就不看它，我就越过去就好了。
I thought I could just ignore it and bypass it.
但这个弟兄姊妹他鼓励我说，不管是大事还是小事，多小的事情在神面前都是宝贵的。
But this brethren told me that anything that's big or small before the Lord, it is precious.
对，我觉得我看到我自己是非常的软弱，但是。因为这个事情我也见识到神他在这个事情上他也可以做这个他的大能。
And I see how weak I am, but through this matter, I also see God's great power.
接着可拉后裔的诗还有弟兄的信息主给了我两个重要的提醒。
From the Psalms of the sons of Korah and also our brother sharing, I was reminded of two important things.
第一个，主说，不要用主的道路、主的旨意或者和主相关的很多美好的东西代替主自己。
The first is to not replace God with things about God that are good.
我发现，如果不小心，就非常容易掉在这个陷阱里。
If we're not careful, then we easily fall into this trap.
神的心意，神的道路是没有问题的。
God's way and His heart, there's nothing wrong there.
我们是一定要追求的。
We have to pursue it.
只是主让我看到，在无意之间。
But the Lord let me see that if I'm careless.
我有可能悄悄地把这些东西代替了主自己。
Then, accidentally, I let these things substitute for the Lord Himself.
在弟兄的信息，还有诗篇八十四里面。
From our brother sharing and also from Psalm 84.
字里行间透露着对神的爱慕。
Here, there's the longing for the Lord.
也让我看到了神的心肠。
And we also see the Lord's heart.
我突然发现这好像和我认识的主不太一样。
I suddenly thought this is different from the Lord that I know.
或者说我好像根本就不认识我的主。
Or perhaps another way, I do not actually know my Lord.
确实在我的心里主是荣耀的，是大的。
Truly in my heart, the Lord is glorious, he is majestic.
但是在诗篇里或在弟兄的心里神是可爱的。
But in this psalm, in our brother's heart, the Lord is lovely.
我也在追求，那么问题在哪儿呢？
I'm also pursuing, so what's wrong there?
我发现在我的追求中，我好像把主丢了。
I discovered that in my pursuit, it seems like I lost the Lord.
我追求很多和主美好的东和主有关的美好的东西。
I pursue after a lot of things that's related to the Lord and that are good.
可是我错了。
But I'm wrong.
我觉得这样其实是很枯干的。
This would be a dry and thirsty pursuit.
也是很可怕的。
It is also very severe.
因为按着教导，按着认识，我都不需要去问，我就知道主要什么。
Because of teaching and understanding, I don't even need to come ask the Lord. I know what he wants.
我知道什么是对的，什么是属灵的。
I know what is right. I know what is spiritual.
什么是符合见证的。
I know what is appropriate for his testimony.
于是主就成了我的帮手。
So the Lord becomes my helper.
他不再是我的主了。
He's no longer my Lord.
我发现和那个活泼生命的连接没有了。
Then I no longer have that connection with that living life.
但话又说回来，我真的知道主要什么吗？
But I also know this one.
我真的知道主要什么吗？
Do I truly know what the Lord wants?
其实也没有。
Actually, not really.
曾经在一段难处很长时间。
When I was in some difficulty for a long time.
我以为主要用这个难处建立我。
I thought the Lord will use this difficulty to build me up.
让我学习依靠他行走有力。
To help me learn to rely upon him to walk with strength.
但是过了很长一段时间我才醒过来。
But after a long time then I was awoken.
主不是要建立，而是要破碎。
The Lord is not building up, he's first tearing down.
这个事情好像也没有让我长记性。
And this thing didn't actually cause me to grow a lot.
我还是很容易把神撇开。
It's still easy for me to put the Lord aside.
自己去判断，自己去追求。
I will discern for myself, I will pursue for myself.
然后使劲往上够，然后使劲 try to reach,
and I will try to reach.
但是渐渐的就失去了生命的实际。
But then I slowly lose the reality of life.
感谢主这一次的提醒。
Thank the Lord for the reminder this time.
求主一定要切切的保守我们，追求他的自己。
May the Lord keep us, guard us, so that we pursue after He Himself.
还有主给我的第二点提醒。
The second point that the Lord reminded me of.
我看到了弟兄体贴神的心肠，体贴神的需要。
I see our brother caring and being mindful of the Lord's heart and the Lord's need.
但是对照非常明显，在我的心思意念里，我发现都是我自己。
But the contrast is vast when I look at myself. I keep thinking of myself.
有事情来的时候，那当然是为我自己的事情祷告。
When things happen to me, I would pray for my own things.
没有事情，我要为我自己的属灵光景祷告。
But if nothing is happening to me, then I'll pray for my spiritual growth.
我要走，我要起来，我不要软弱。
I will walk, I will rise up, I will not be weakened.
不管我求的，先不管我求的内容。
Let's not even talk about what I'm asking for.
不管它对不对。
Whether it's right or wrong.
但是我发现，
But I discover,
我的心思，我的眼睛里面都是我。
Everything I'm looking at is myself.
我 care 我自己好不好。
I care about whether I'm doing good.
我 care 我自己能不能跟上。
I care about whether I can follow.
care 能不能够着。
I care whether I can reach.
我 care 我能不能奉献。
I care whether I can consecrate.
care 自己能不能背十字架跟主走。
And I care whether I can carry my cross and follow the Lord.
我 care 的都是我自己。
Everything I care about is about myself.
但是我从来没有想到主高高在上，他也有需求。
I've never thought of that our Lord high and lifted up, he also has needs.
就像弟兄一样，他看到了神的需要。
just like a brother, he saw the Lord's need.
我以为体贴神的心意是一件额外的事情。
I thought to be mindful of the Lord's needs is something extra.
需要我花额外的精力。
To expense extra energy.
但是最近的一点点的感觉可能又证明我错了。
But lately, some feeling might say that I'm actually wrong again.
也许主的需要就是让我来投靠他。
Perhaps the Lord's need is for me to rely upon him.
让我来相信和倚靠他。
To believe him and to rely upon him.
我以为他是让我祭祀，但其实他喜悦连续。
I thought that he wanted sacrifice, but he actually desires mercy.
他的需要就是无论我好或不好我都可以放下自己来依靠他。
His need is that no matter I'm doing well or not, I can lay down myself and follow him.
但有时候也许真的在体贴神的心意的时候是需要花额外的时间和精力。
But on the other hand, sometimes when we're mindful of the Lord's need, indeed we need to spend some extra time.
但是无论如何我也知道这实在是那条路。
But no matter what, I know that that is the way.
绕着自己转是永远没有出路的。
If we keep running after ourselves, there's never a way out.
主若看为好，求主帮助我们可以有一点 capacity 承担他的一点点的负担。
If the Lord wills, may he help us have a little bit of capacity to carry his burden.
可以讨他的喜悦。
To have him be delighted in us.
我今天想要交通的是恢复与主的关系。
Today I would like to share on recovering the relationship with the Lord.
是在中弟兄的第二堂和第三堂那里。
And Brother John shared on this on the second and his third messages.
挺感谢主的，因为姊妹刚刚分享的跟我里面好像很相似。
I thank the Lord because what our sister just shared and what I'm sharing are quite related.
当弟兄在第二堂提到那个离开家的浪子。
In the second message, when our brother shared on the prodigal son.
我真的就觉得自己好像过去很长一段时间都是那个浪子的光景。
I felt for many years I was that prodigal son in that condition.
弟兄有提到我们经历生命中的黑暗有三种情况。
Our brother mentioned that to experience darkness in our lives, there are three aspects.
有罪，有己生命，也有律法。
There are three causes. One is a sin, one is ourself, and other is the law.
我觉得当主让我们去每一个都开始经历的时候有些时候我们好像还能够 manage, 还能够自己走出来。
When we start to experience this, I feel that sometimes we can manage to get out of it ourselves.
但主一旦好像把这一个风暴刮得更厉害的时候就不行了。
But when the Lord increased the strength of this tempest, then we cannot deal with it anymore.
我觉得在面对自己和罪的情况的时候是里面是不能够接受的。
When I'm facing myself and sin, we cannot accept it within.
在环境上或者忧虑的时候里面也是很迷茫然后代价好像也付不上。
And when there are circumstances that rise up about us, it seems like we are directionless and we cannot pay the price.
当我真的好像因为这些事情去跟主寻求的时候我又陷入了律法的网络里。
And when these things cause me to pursue after the Lord to seek, then it seems like I fall into the snare of the law.
就是像姊妹说的一切的教导我要去够我要去用但是我用不上。
Just like our sister shared, that all the teachings we have received, we try to reach it, we try to use them, but it seems like we cannot reach.
不是一种情况好像我在那里摆烂了。It's not a condition that you totally give up on yourself. Yeah.
So it's not that I completely give up.
你还是祷告，也还是寻求。
I'm still praying. I'm still seeking.
你还去用主的话，你也用主的教导。
And we try to use the Lord's word, the Lord's teaching.
你是在那里使劲儿的。
And you are striving.
可是你越使劲儿，越努力，我心里就越没有安息。
But the more you strive, the more you try, the less peace you have.
我甚至经常回应主，我说主。我该去奉献，我该去舍己，我该要付代价。
Sometimes I even tell the Lord, I ought to go consecrate myself, I ought to go deny myself, I ought to go pay the price.
我知道我付不上，我知道自己不行，所以主，我求你怜悯我，让我能够去这样。
But I know, Lord, that I cannot, so may you have mercy on me and help me be able.
但是我越这样寻求，我心里越苦。
But the more I pursue this way, the more bitterness I had.
因为我知道我自己靠不住我自己了。
Because I realized I cannot rely upon myself anymore.
这个教导和教训，甚至主的话，在我心中成为了律法。
And this teaching and also the Lord's word becomes a law in me.
我虽然头脑能够领会。
Even though I can comprehend with my mind,
但是我实际是一点都行不出来。
But in reality, I cannot live it out.
就成为了那个能说不能行的人。
And I've become a hypocrite who could say this but cannot walk upon it.
对，就是弟兄说的，法利赛人是文士，是假冒伪善的。
It is like what our brother shared: the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scholars, and also the hypocrites.
我觉得我们常常容易陷入到一个光景里面，而且是不小心就这样进去的。
And oftentimes, carelessly we enter into this condition.
是有一种的寻求主，有一种的要主。
There's this way of wanting the Lord and pursuing after the Lord.
这一种要到后面里面是苦的。
And this kind of wanting and pursuing at the end is bitterness.
是会焦急，我怎么还是没有走出来呢？
And we'll be anxious. How come we haven't gotten to our goal yet?
一旦进入这种情况下，我就失去了安息。
If we enter into this condition, then we lose our rest.
就像弟兄，两位弟兄都强调，那个安息很重要。
Just like both brothers emphasize that rest is quite important.
每当我要靠自己的时候，我就从那个安息中跌下去了。
Every time when I try to rely upon myself, then I fall out of that rest.
甚至到很长一段时间，我好像都在跟自己妥协。
And for a long time, it seems like I'm compromising with myself.
直到当主兴起更多的环境，然后揭露我更多的本相的时候。
Until the Lord arrange more circumstances to reveal more of my own true condition.
我真的是跟主交底了。我说主，我是真的没有平安，没有喜乐了。
Then I tell the Lord, truly, I do not have joy. I do not have peace.
就是有一种感觉，就是非常的，就是你好像怎么，我就跟主说，我怎么跟随主，跟随你到成为这样的一个情况。
I tell the Lord, how could I pursue after you and look at me now? What condition am I in?
但是同时我也知道我应该是哪里错了。
But at the same time, I also know where I'm probably wrong.
我就跟主说，主，我是真的不知道哪里错了，但是我应该是走错了，你告诉我。
And I tell the Lord, I'm not exactly sure where I'm wrong, but I know I went wrong somewhere, so please,let me know.
然后在这种情况下，我就觉得我周围的环境大大小小的就又来了。
And during that condition, then circumstances start to rise up once again.
我就意识到，我可能借着这个环境，我也对主发怨言，也很多的抱怨。
And I noticed that because of these circumstances, I complain and murmur before the Lord.
我在重新回想主的时候，我发现主也好像不在我心中不是那个爱我的主。
And when I look at my Lord, I thought he is not this Lord who loves me.
我就知道我对主有了很深的误会。
So I know I have a deep misunderstanding of my Lord.
但我也感谢主把我带到了一个好像 很触底的一个情况下。
But I thank the Lord that the Lord brought me to my end.
让我有一种产生了一种我要回到主面前。
And to give me this desire that says, Lord, I want to return to you.
就是哪怕我从福音重新开始。
I would start again from the gospel.
我要重新开始认识你。
I will know you once again.
所以就回到主面前。
So I come before the Lord again.
然后我就看到主做了很多的事情，在那一些像就来寻找他来要想要得医治的人身上。
So I see a lot of people when they come before the Lord wanting to be healed.
然后我在看到主坐在他们身上的时候，就好像坐在我的身上。
And what I see the Lord doing on them is as if the Lord is doing them on me.
他们在那里被主的爱包容和接纳。
They have been accepted by the Lord's love.
同样，我觉得我也同时在被主包容和接纳。
In the same way, I felt that I was accepted by the Lord's love.
然后后来我就开始有一些问题，我也就问主，那我之前所寻求的，我现在渴慕进入一些实际，我该怎么办呢？
So then I started asking the Lord some questions. I was pursuing after you before, and I want to now enter into that reality. How should I do it?
我是真的想认识你。
I truly want to know you.
现在你好像在我面前，我怎么去支取你的丰富呢？
So now you are in front of me. How do I appropriate your bountiful supply?
然后弟兄就说我们要回到主的面前。
And our brother shared that we need to return to the Lord's presence.
一切都在基督里面。
Everything is in Christ.
我以前想要去追求，想去够的。
Before I wanted to pursue what I wanted to reach.
不是我靠自己在外面能够做到的。
It is not something I can attain outwardly by myself.
我只要很简单的回到主的面前。
I just need to simply come return to the Lord's presence.
我感谢主，好像那个在外面流浪的那个浪子终于意识到自己要回家了。
I thank the Lord. It is as if I'm that prodigal son.Suddenly realizing that I must return home.
觉得主借着各样的环境，也借着各样的信息，一直一直的在告诉我，你来亲近我。
The Lord continues to use all kinds of circumstances and messages to remind me, come, draw near to me.
对，靠自己是失去平安和安息的。
To rely upon ourselves, we'll lose that peace and rest.
我要跟着主走，不是在自己说我要怎么走。
To follow the Lord, it is not that we say how we are going to follow.
不是自己说我现在要奉献。
It is not us telling ourselves now we'll consecrate ourselves.
或者我现在要付代价。
Or now we'll pay the cost.
是主你告诉我怎么走。
But it is rather the Lord telling us how should we walk.
虽然我觉得很多真理我还没有完全的进入。
Even though there's a lot of truth that it seems like I have not truly entered in.
因为主对我说的是，比起你要去做对的事。
Because the Lord says, in comparison to doing the right things.
最重要的是，你要先回到对的路上。
More importantly, you must first return to the right way.
恢复与我的关系。
To recover that relationship with me.
So, 我想这次我们听到弟兄们跟我们有这些劝勉，我们心中都很受鼓励。
I believe that this time when we heard the encouragement from our brothers, that we are truly encouraged in our hearts.
特别是弟兄们有提到力上加力。
Especially when our brothers share on the from strength to strength.
我们弟兄也提到说，怎么样能够在实际的生活当中走在这样的大道上。
And our brother also shared on how in reality, in our daily living, that we can walk on this highway.
然后弟兄们也分享了他们很多的经历和见证。
And the brothers also shared a lot of their own experiences.
那我想我们心里边肯定也很受这些见证和经历的鼓励。
Surely we are quite encouraged by these testimonies.
我记得以前我听到这样的信息的时候，我心里边会有一个反应。
I remember in the past, whenever I hear this kind of messages, I will have a reaction within.
我心里的反应就是，如果我想要立上加立，我就需要有弟兄们的这些经历。
My reaction is, if I want to also go from strength to strength, then I must experience those same experiences as our brothers.
所以我会就是听完这些信息之后，回来就会跟主说，我想要这些经历。
Therefore, after listening to these messages, when I return, I will tell the Lord I want to experience these things.
因为我觉得好像只要有了那些经历，我就可以像弟兄们一样可以立上加立。
Because I felt that as long as I have those experiences, then I can be like our brothers who go from strength to strength.
但是我这次听到一件事情。
But this time I heard one thing.
不仅要羡慕这些经历。
Not only do we long for these experiences.
或者这些经历的背后，或者在这些经历之前，是有一个条件。
But perhaps before or after these experiences, there are some preconditions.
就是弟兄们在主面前的那个心智。
That is the heart that our brothers had before the Lord.
就是弟兄们在主面前那个奉献。
It is the consecration that our brothers had before the Lord.
我想我们听到孙弟兄跟我们讲他如何经历十字架的那条路。
We heard Brother Sun share how he experienced the way of the cross.
我们心中也很受感动，弟兄在那样的一个面对那样的一个环境当中，他怎样愿意顺服下来。
And we are very touched how he in that condition he was willing to submit.
但我这次听到弟兄讲。不仅是主好像那天告诉他说你要用牧人的灵去牧养他们。
This time when I heard, not only the Lord told him, you have to shepherd these people with the spirit of a shepherd.
而是弟兄点的就是神点到弟兄在一开始的那个奉献。
But God also point out the consecration that our brother had.
就是你不是一开始是那样奉献给我的吗？
It isDidn't you consecrate yourself in that way in the beginning?
所以好像当主点到那个弟兄的奉献的时候，他里边的那些气就好像一下子没有。
Now when the Lord pointed at that consecration, then in our brother's heart, the wrath is suddenly gone.
我也很羡慕弟兄，好像说就是他怎么样能够主的话能够像他有那样的开启。
And the Lord's word was opened up to the Lord, our brother.
但是弟兄是说，在他之前好像看不懂十百克弟兄的那个话的时候，他寻求了很多个月。
But our brother shared that before, when he couldn't understand what Brother Sparks wrote, he pursued many years, many months.
所以好像弟兄们有这些经历，能够变成主的管道。带下这些祝福是有条件。
So we see that our brother, these experiences, in order for them to become a channel of the Lord's work, there must be a precondition.
是因为弟兄们在一开始的时候在主面前的那个心智。
It is what the brothers had at the beginning and their heart towards the Lord.
那个绝对的奉献。
And their absolute consecration.
所以并不是好像我们有一些出人意料的经历。
So it is not that we must have these miraculous experiences.
或者是弟兄们的信息让我里边好像心一直在跳。
Or that through our brother's messages that my heart is stirred up.
然后有了这些经历之后我们就可以一直立上加立。
And then we start to have these experiences, then we can have go from strength to strength.
那些可能会让我们一时有力。
These kind of things might give us some strength for a moment.
但是如果真的要立上加立，是因为我们起初的奉献，我们起初在主面前的心智。
But if we are to go from strength to strength, that must be based on the original consecration in the beginning.
所以我想有几个问题，我们实在需要在主面前有清楚的回答。
Therefore, there are a few questions before the Lord that we must clearly answer.
我在主里的目标是什么？
What is the goal for me in Christ?
我向着主的心智是什么？
What is my heart and desire towards the Lord?
我在主面前生活服事的原则是什么？
What are the principles in which I live and I serve before the Lord?
我想孙弟兄在夏令会之前的那个周三的晚上跟我们交通的那五点其实非常的重要。
I believe what Brother Sun shared with us on Wednesday before the retreat, those five points are very important.
我们弟兄说，你有准则，你才有路。
Our brother says that if you have this principle, then you know which way to walk.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们其实非常需要认真的来到主面前，来真的问我在主面前这三个问题，我的答案是什么。
Therefore, we must come honestly before the Lord and ask ourselves these three questions, and what are we going to answer?
并且我们需要在主面前定下这个，我愿意专一的来遵从这个。
And also that we must decide that we will pursue him wholeheartedly.
我想这次夏令会我们听到弟兄们真的把神的心意向我们敞开。
Here in the summer retreat, we hear that our... 你可以再说一次吗？
神的心意向我们敞开。把神的心意向我们敞开。
God's purpose is revealed to us.
好像那个就是神心中那个像金子一样宝贵的东西向我们打开。
It is as if something that's precious like gold in the Lord's heart and that's been opened to us.
我们也承认可能从经历上、见识上、对主的认识上，我们一时达不到那样的程度。
And we admit that in our experience and in our knowledge, maybe we cannot attain to it right away.
但我心中思想，我心中很受激励的一点就是我们的弟兄们也不是一步就到那样的 地方了。
But what I'm encouraged is that our brothers didn't reach that in one step either.
也不是一步就有了那样的认识。
And it is not that in one step they had that understanding.
是因为弟兄们在起初的时候他们在主面前有那样的心智，那样生活的原则，所以一路他们在现在有了对主那样的认识。
But rather it is because at the beginning they had that consecration and they had that principle and therefore on their walk they now then attained what they have now.
所以我心中其实有一个蛮深的感觉。
Therefore I have this deep sense from within.
就是我们没办法跳过这些问题，在主里边我说我能够有真实的成长。
We cannot jump over these and say that we have true growth in the Lord.
所以盼望我们真的在主面前有认真的心。
Oh, may we truly have a serious heart before the Lord.
祝我求的。
感谢主，我觉得我有很多的感动，跟弟兄姊妹们都很像。
I thank the Lord and I have this sense that's similar to what brothers and sisters have shared.
我想交通的是钟弟兄在第一堂跟第三堂的信息。
I want to share on what Brother Zong shared in the first and the third messages.
第一个是钟弟兄有提到马太福音的十一章二十八至三十节。
The first is that Brother Zong shared from Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 to 30.
弟兄就有问到我们就是我们的心中是不是常很困惑。
And our brother asked, are we often puzzled in our hearts?
为什么主容易轻省的轭在我们的身上我们实际的感受还是重的。
Why is his easy and easy yoke and light burden, why is that also still heavy on us?
主的担子应该是轻省的呀。
His yoke ought to be easy.
但在我们的心里实在还是觉得重。
But in our hearts, it feels heavy.
这个也实在是我一直在主面前的一个问题。
And this is a question I had before the Lord for a long time.
我觉得就像弟兄说的，我们背着两个担子，这样能不重吗？
Just like our brother shared, if we're carrying two burdens, wouldn't that be heavy?
我们又有主容易轻省的轭，但在那个下面还有自己的重担。
We have the Lord's easy yoke, but below we still have our heavy burden.
我在主面前思想的时候我发现了我觉得缺乏我觉得重是因为我在主面前失去了单纯。
Before the Lord, I'm seeking and I realize that I feel that this is heavy because I lost that simplicity.
就好比一个 double-minded 的一个人。
It's as if I'm a double-minded person.
这次实在是非常的提醒我要回到单纯要回到简单。
This time reminded me that truly need to return to simplicity.
要转向基督，去背主那容易轻省的轭。
To turn to Christ and bear that easy yoke and light burden.
我自己也在想，我觉得我自己也是不知道什么时候开始，我心里有一个隐藏的想法。
And when I was thinking, I don't know when it started, but I have this secret thought in me.
就是好像当主在我心里有感动的时候，对于我而言还不足够。
It is that when the Lord moved me a little bit within, it is not enough.
就像孙弟兄有提到，我开始注重生命以外的东西了。
Just like Brother Sun shared that I'm starting to pay attention to things that outside of life.
从生命的路上好像就走偏出去了。
And I fall away from the way of life.
心里有圣灵的感动。
I have this moving from the Holy Spirit within.
但我还在对主说，我觉得我说不清楚，我觉得我需要口才，我需要知识。
But I tell the Lord that I'm not eloquent. I need more knowledge.
当主在我心里有提醒我要去找一个朋友。
When the Lord reminds me to go seek a gospel friend.
我觉得主我很紧张，我没有准备好。
I tell the Lord I'm nervous. I'm not prepared yet.
我觉得我还没有看见果效。
I have not seen fruit.
然后我的一个一个的顾虑，很多的想法，就成了一个一个的重担在我的身上。
And all these worries and thoughts, they become heavy burden on me.
当我再在主面前思想的时候，其实主有帮过我，卸下我的重担。
When I ponder before the Lord once more, I realize indeed He did take off my burden for me.
就是每一次我真实的来到主面前祷告，完全交托给他的时候，心里是真的轻省。
Every time when I truly come before the Lord and pray and lay my burden at His feet, then truly I feel that lightness.
但是我发现只要我一看自己，然后就有了很多的顾虑，重担就又回来了。
But every time when I look at myself, then I have a lot of things that I care about, worries, and then the heavy burdens return.
我觉得钟弟兄说到的真的特别的鼓励我。
Brother John shared something that truly touched me.
那就是我们再求主再卸下我们的重担。
That is, we ask the Lord to once again take off that heavy burden.
因为这个事情不是我们操练一次就好了。
Because this is not a one-time thing where we just exercise once.
真的求主帮助我们向着他可以有单纯的心。
May the Lord help us to have a true, simple heart before Him.
有主就够了。
It is enough to have Him.
让圣灵的引导在我们身上是自由的。
So that the Holy Spirit may work in us freely.
我觉得钟弟兄在第一堂信息问到的问题也是非常的鼓励我和提醒我。
Brother John asked us in his first message, and that really touched me and encouraged me.
我们有基督的平安吗？
Do we have the peace of Christ?
这个鸽子能在我们的心里得着安息吗？
Can this dove find rest in our hearts?
我觉得我们在主里有没有安息，这是在我们心里是有非常清楚的答案的。
I think whether that happened or not is very clear in our hearts.
你有安息就是有安息，没有就是没有。
If you have rest, then you have it. If not, you don't.
只要圣灵的鸽子能在我们心中找着安息，就足够了。
As long as the dove, the Holy Spirit, can find rest in our hearts, then that's sufficient.
来到主前，再求主卸下我们的重担。
We come before the Lord and ask Him once again to lift our heavy burden.
只要有基督的平安就足够了。
As long as we have the peace of Christ, that's sufficient.
我们就继续向前。
Then we will continue to move forward.
然后第二个特别鼓励我的，也是钟弟兄在罗马书的第八章第一节有提到。
And the other thing that that Brother John shared that I was very encouraged was from Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
我觉得真的很真实，我们的罪每天都在搅扰我们。
I feel that this is quite real. Every day our sins entangle us.
悔改是转向基督的大道。
And the repentance is the way, the highway to Christ.
并且弟兄有说到。
And our brother also said.
我们要每天的操练，并且这个操练是每一天很多次的操练。
We have to exercise this daily, and in fact, multiple times daily.
每一次我们悔改在主的面前，就是主在对付我们里面的假冒伪善。
Every time when we repent before the Lord, then it is the Lord dealing with our hypocritical nature.
我心里真的很受鼓励。
I'm really encouraged.
让我们不停止地操练在主的面前。
May we not stop and continue to exercise before the Lord.
什么时候我们的心被搅扰了，就什么时候回到主的面前。
Whenever our hearts are stirred up, we will turn back to the Lord.
可能我们就是一次又一次变得很复杂，心里面没有了那个单纯。
Perhaps time after time will become complicated once more.
但是感谢主，我们还是可以一次又一次地到主面前来，回到那个简单。
But we thank the Lord, time after time we may return to the Lord once again to become simple.
可能我们就是一次又一次又担起了重担。
Perhaps time after time we once again carry that heavy burden.
但是感谢主，我们还是可以一次又一次来到主面前，把它卸下。
But we thank the Lord that time after time we can come before the Lord and ask Him to take off our burden.
当主在我们面前，当我们真的在主面前不停止的去操练这些事情。
If we exercise unceasingly before the Lord,
就是主一次又一次要在我们身上做工的时候。
Then these are opportunities for the Lord to work once more in us.
我今天想要交通的是诗篇84篇第5到第7节，我就先不读了。
I would like to share from Psalm 84 verse 5 to 7 and will not read it.
那个诗篇84篇的第5节说，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道，这人变为有福。
And Psalm 84 verse 5 says, Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
在我看来，就是到这人变为有福，这里其实就可以结束了。
To me, it feels like this psalm can end here.
一个人走信心的路，发现主真是可靠的。
For someone who is walking on the way of faith and notice that God is reliable.
所以他每天这样靠主过生活，经历主是他的力量。
So daily he relies upon the Lord and notices that the Lord is his strength.
他就这样被主的爱抓住，他也想来爱主。
And he is therefore captured by the Lord's love. He wants to love the Lord back.
所以他想要知道主的路，主的路也在他的心里。
So he wants to know the Lord's way and the Lord's way is in his heart.
他真感觉自己是蒙福的，主也祝福他。
He truly feels that he is blessed and the Lord indeed bless him.
这样的认识和跟随不够吗？
Is this not sufficient?
今天如果有一个弟兄姊妹的生活是这样的，不是已经很够很好了吗？
If today we have a brother or sister whose condition is this, wouldn't that be already wonderful?
但主没有停在这里。
But the Lord didn't end here.
主要把锡安大道的实际也成就在我们身上。
The Lord wants to make the reality of the highway to Zion in our hearts.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的人才刚起步。
So that those who are relying on the Lord's strength, these people are only just starting out.
主不是一个不实在的主。
The Lord is a Lord of reality.
当他启示他的道路的时候，
When he reveals his way,
他也用他的智慧设计了一条路，带我们一步一步走进去。
He designs using his wisdom a way and lead us step by step.
虽然我看不见长远这个怎么会和那个锡安大道相连，
Even though I do not see yet how that connects to the highway to Zion,
但我每一步这样跟随圣灵的引导，最终就要活出这个锡安大道的实际。
But if I follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, then step by step I know I will reach that the reality of the highway to Zion.
可拉的后裔就是这样经历达到实际的路。
The sons of Korah experience this reality of how to get to that way.
第六节说，他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满全谷。
Verse 6 says, As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring, the rain also covers it with pools.
我心里常常有一个疑问。
Often I have this question within.
为什么一个主，为什么一个在乎你的人，你要让他流泪呢？
For someone who cares about you, Lord, why would you let that person weep?
但我想到这人有福，我好像不会和流泪谷连在一起，这可能是 the least 我会想到的事情。
When I think of someone who is blessed, I would not connect that with the valley of Baca.
这次聚会前，我心里有一个不明白，有一个叹息。
I have this something I do not understand before the meeting.
我有的时候看我自己，看弟兄姊妹，
when I look at myself, when I look at brothers and sisters.
似乎关乎到我自己的需要的是，如果我们在世上遇到不公平的事。
When there are things that relate to us, perhaps things that are not fair.
关系到我们自己的需要的事。
When it touches on our needs.
不是没有诚实的祷告，但似乎看结果没有得。
It's not that we didn't honestly pray, but it seems that we don't get it at the end.
似乎好像仇敌没有蒙羞，好像仇敌都要在我面前夸胜了。
And it seems that the enemy was not shamed, and the enemy might actually be triumphant.
我不明白为什么，我问主，这样你得荣耀吗？这样有价值吗？
Then I ask the Lord, then do you get the glory? Is this worth it?
我在想，如果我祷告，主就成就我的需要，为我成就大事。
I thought if I pray and the Lord will accomplish great things for me,
这不是很有价值吗？
Wouldn't that be more worth?
为什么我心愿想要在世人面前成为见证主真的是神的时候？
How come every time when I wanted to be a true testimony for the Lord before other people on this earth that our God is real?
却似乎常常经历主没有听我的祷告。
But in those moments, I experienced the Lord not hearing my prayer.
我的祷告落空了吗？等待成落空了吗？
Did my prayer fall in vain? Did it not happen?
第三弟兄周三讲到一点，中弟兄也提到说，我们追求最重要的是要理念预备油。
Our brothers shared that the most important thing is to prepare that extra oil.
人的灵是一个灯。
Because our spirit is that lamp.
有油才会亮。
And it would only be lit if there is oil.
聪明的童女就是那些预备油的童女。
The wise virgin are the ones who prepared extra oil.
可能很多事情从外面看真的没有得，甚至损失了。
A lot of things it seems that we didn't actually gain, and maybe we actually had some loss.
但是我里面的灯亮。
But the lamp is lit.
很多事情的发生，就是主特意要为我来预备这些油的。
A lot of circumstances arise because the Lord wants me to prepare that extra oil.
主不是忍心的主。
The Lord is not a harsh man.
在流泪谷的门口。
At the gate of the valley of Baca.
我看见主往前走了，但是我停下来，我害怕，我痛苦。
I see the Lord moving forward, but I stopped because I'm afraid of that pain.
我看着环境，看着想着将来会遇到的难处和挑战。
When I see the suffering that might come about, the difficulties in the circumstances,
我是干渴的，是缺乏的。
I'm thirsty, I have a lack.
但是我想到我的主，我想念他。
But when I think of my Lord, I miss him.
我想要见到他。
And I want to see him.
我再爱，我也不要有失去这个好朋友。
I do not want to lose this good friend.
所以我跟主说，主我服了。我一面流泪，一面我要从你手中接过这个环境。
So I tell the Lord, Lord, I will submit, and I'm weeping and I'm taking from the Lord this circumstance.
他不会想到，他所做的无非就是从主的手中接过这个带领。
So what is being done is to accept this leading from the Lord.
主却让这个地方变成了泉源之地。
And that action caused the Lord to make that place covered with pools.
不仅他的干渴缺乏得到了饱足。
Not only did his thirst get satisfied.
竟然也成了别人的供应。
But it also becomes a supply for others.
我想我有一个心愿是好像可以 make me an instrument for your peace.
I have this desire, make me an instrument of thy peace.
在我的工作的时候，我常常想，主啊，你让我成为 an instrument of your peace.
In my work, I often think, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace.
我想要为主做见证，让世人看见真的有神。
I want to testify for the Lord so that the people of the world may see there is truly a God.
为什么这样的时候，似乎主没有听我的祷告，似乎我的同事没有看见主真的成了大事。为我成了大事。
But how come during those times the Lord seems to not act, and so that I cannot show my coworkers that God has done a great thing for me?
或许人看见我从主得祝福、得供应，是为他做见证，是宝贵的。
Perhaps when others see that I have been blessed by the Lord, this is testifying for the Lord and it's precious.
但主要的主的路更宝贵的是我的灯要亮。
But what the Lord wants more, what is even more precious is that my lamp is lit.
在流泪谷里我里面的灯被点亮了。
In the valley of Baca, my lamp within is lit.
人看见我们得祝福，看见主给供应，不一定会转向主。
If others of the world see that we have been blessed by the Lord, and they might not turn to the Lord.
但我们里面那个亮子的灯是有能力的，是让人能转向主的。
But that lamp that is lit from within, that has power, and that can cause people to turn to the Lord.
后面讲到个人到锡安朝见神。
And then it speaks of that each one appears before God in Zion.
今天的个人到锡安朝见神，就指着爱慕主的显现。
Today, each one appears before God in Zion speaks of loving his appearance.
这样和主亲密地走过。
To walk with the Lord like this, closely,
是会爱慕主的显现。
Then we would love his appearing.
不是一直问我怎么样才能爱慕主的再来。
It is not to keep asking how would we love his appearing.
这样在走路的人，这样经历主的人，这个渴慕就产生在他心里。
But rather, people who walk this way, then that love will be engendered in them.
因为主太真了。
Because the Lord is real.
愿意今天我们从心中想往锡安大道起步。
May today we start from whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
允许主把第六节、第七节的建造做在我们身上。
Allowing the Lord to then do the work in verse 6 and verse 7 in us.
一路走，一路加油在罐子里。
And as we walk, we continue to add oil into our jar.
外面的德不是真的属灵的实际，里面的有油，里面的亮才是属灵的实际。
Whatever we gain outwardly will not be that spiritual reality, but it is adding that oil into the jar that is spiritual reality.
里面的亮子的灯是不会乏力的原因的源头。
And the lamp that is lit, that with that extra oil, that is the source and the reason why we can go from strength to strength.
似乎有些事看起来我是招损失了，从外面看。
There's certain things outwardly when we look at it, it seems like we lost something.
但是我们的灯却亮了。
But within, our lamp is lit.
这是主要我为他做的见证。
This is the testimony that the Lord wants me to do for him.
神的家是这样被建造的。
And the house of God is built up this way.
我听完孙弟兄第一堂信息之后，我有两个感觉。
After I heard Brother Sun's first message, I had two feelings.
第一个感觉是孙弟兄没有提到道路。
The first thing is that even though our brother did not mention the way,
也没有交通关于道路的内容。
And he didn't share on the content of the way.
西安大道和行走力上加力，这是之后才交通的。
You remember the highway to Zion and going from strength to strength is later on.
但我感觉弟兄在第一堂其实就在交通道路的问题。
But even though he didn't mention this, I feel that our brother in his first message is already sharing on the way.
弟兄说，教会不是一个宗教组织，是神的家，神的居所。
Our brother shared that the church is not a Christian organization, not a religious organization, but it is the house of God.
我感觉每周按时的聚会，每年按时的特会。
I feel we weekly have regular meetings and annually we have retreats.
如果一个人心里面真的是认真的，是渴慕的。
If someone is serious and longing in their heart,
他真的想明白前面的路到底要怎么走。
We truly want to know and understand how to walk in the way.
他其实心里面会感觉到迷茫的。
Then that person would feel a loss of direction.
我们为什么到底如此聚集呢？
Why do we meet this way?
到底前面的路是什么呢？
What is the way ahead?
只有想往前走的人。
Only those who want to walk forward.
并且想和弟兄姊妹们一起往前走的人。
And also who want to walk along with brothers and sisters.
这个人才可能心中里面有道路。
Then these people can have the way in their hearts.
我们弟兄强调了不止一次，神的家不是一个宗教组织，是神的家，神的居所。
Our brother emphasized many times that the house of God is not a religious organization, but it is God's house and it is It's where God finds his rest.
中弟兄也交通，传统就是传统。
And our brother Zhong shared that tradition is tradition.
不论是好的传统还是不好的传统。
Whether it be good tradition or bad tradition.
我想组织就是组织。
I would say similarly, organization is an organization.
不管这个组织是讲一般的道，只是搞活动。
Whether it is some organization for activities.
还是这个组织是讲最属灵最深的道
or this organization speaks of the most spiritual the deepest messages
所以孙弟兄第一堂的交通甚至四堂交通的负担
therefore we see in the first message and in fact all four messages by Brother Sun
交通到我们如此聚集是为了建立神的家
the burden he is sharing is that we gather this way in order for the house of God
我觉得在我面前好像有一条路就说这是我们要走的路
I feel that before me there's this way that we ought to walk on it
并且不是百米冲刺是聚会之后兴奋一下
And it is not a 100 meter dash where we just run very excitedly after a gathering
是一生来认识并且来奔跑的
But it's to know the Lord all the days of our lives and to run all the days of our lives
第二个感觉
The second feeling
我想为什么弟兄这么强调神的家为什么这么强调家的意念呢
How come our brother keeps emphasizing on the house and this concept of a house?
是不是这个特会就用神的家这个题目，下个特会就换一个题目呢？
Is it that this conference, the theme is the house of God, the next conference will be a different theme?
弟兄甚至说，他说宁愿不用教会这个词，宁愿用神的家这个词。
Our brother even shared that perhaps we would not use the terminology of a church, but rather just say house of God.
为什么弟兄如此强调神的家呢?
Why does our brother keep emphasizing on the house of God?
提到家,
when we speak of the house,
其实我首先想到的还不是有爱有温暖。
The first thing I think of is not having love or warmth.
或者首先想到说我有没有家的感觉。
Or whether I have this feeling of a house.
其实讲到家就讲到实际。
When we speak of house, then we speak of reality.
因为在学校、在公司都可以喊口号。
Because at work and in school, we can have slogans.
但在家里，你喊口号，没有人听你的。
But if we have come up with some slogans at home, no one's going to listen to you.
因为我这个人如何，真实的样子是怎样，家里的人是看得清楚。
Because how I am and my reality is clearly seen by my household members.
这个家的实际如何，到底有没有安息？
In the house, the reality is there rest?
到底住得舒不舒服，够不够枕头睡？
Is it comfortable? Are there enough pillows?
这个家里面的人是很清楚的。
The people of that house will be very, will know very clearly.
反应是很真实的。
And the reaction will be very real.
是骗不了人的。
You cannot fake it.
所以主耶稣没有为了维持一个系统。
So the Lord Jesus did not try to uphold a system.
或者为了维持一个传统，他晚上留在耶路撒冷。
Or to uphold tradition that he would stay in Jerusalem at night.
因为实在留不下去。
Because he could not stay in Jerusalem.
人子有没有枕头的地方？
Whether there is a place for the Son of Man to lay his head.
人可以糊弄过去。
Others can muddle through that.
但是寻找枕头之处的人子是知道的。
But the Son of Man who is looking for a place to lay his head, he knows.
所以圣殿可以很辉煌。
So the temple can seem very majestic outside.
但孙弟兄说神被逼走了。
But Brother Sun says that God was forced out.
所以实际是骗不了人的。
So the reality cannot be faked.
所以提到神的家，提到建立神的居所。
When we speak of the house of God and the dwelling place of God,
就说到属灵的实际。
Then we speak of spiritual reality.
这个实际还不先在于我有没有感觉到爱。
And the reality is not first speaking of whether we feel sense of love.
不在于我有没有感觉到家的感觉。
It is not whether we sense a sense of house.
不在于说我的需要在这个家里有没有被满足。
It is not about whether our needs are satisfied in this house.
这个实际甚至不在于说是否够实在，我能够立马拿起来操练。
The reality is not even that is this real enough that we can
pick up to exercise.
We can pick up the exercise.
因为其实在一个组织和在一个系统当中
，because if we're in an organization or a system，
甚至在世界的教导当中
，or under the teaching of this world，
都是很实在，能够立马拿起来操练的。
It is all very real that we can immediately take up to exercise.
所以是否有实际都不是先看这些。
So whether there is reality, we cannot look at these things.
这个实际的判断是主到底能不能在我们当中。
To discern whether there's this reality is whether the Lord can be amongst our midst.
能不能留在我们当中。
Can the Lord dwell and stay amongst our midst?
主的工作能否在我们当中。
The Lord's work, can it stay here?
圣弟兄弟堂的信息并没有一个点一个点的这么讲。
The brother's son's first message is not point by point.
只是说我们要爱神，要爱神的家。
It is that we need to love God and to love God's house.
就像约翰老年的时候。
Just like in the elder age days of John.
当教会的光景开始下滑的时候。
When the condition of a church was in decline.
约翰只着重讲到要有实际弟兄姊妹要真的爱主。
John only speaks of that there needs to be reality and brothers and sisters need to love the Lord.
那神家的实际如何进入呢？
So how do we enter into the reality of the church of God?
是怎么从一个人身上开始呢？
How do we start on someone?
我们弟兄和我们提到是从属灵的眼光开始的。
Our brother shares that it is starting from a spiritual viewpoint.
就如诗篇84篇。
Just like Psalm 84.
整一篇的诗篇。
The whole song.
是从第一节你的居所何等可爱进入的。
It is entering through the first verse, how lovely is your tabernacle.
因为我们在信主之前。
Because before we believe the Lord.
其实对于人和人之间的关系应该是怎样的已经有一个眼光。
We already have some viewpoint on how man should behave before man.
对一个好的团体应该是怎样的有一个眼光。
We already have a viewpoint of how a good organization ought to be.
甚至一个人信主之前他就已经有个眼光什么是教会。
And perhaps even before someone believes the Lord, he already has a viewpoint of how a church ought to be.
我们信主之后就带着这些眼光进入到聚会里面。
And when we believe the Lord, then we bring these views into the church.
浪子家的大儿子。
The prodigal son's older brother.
他并没有像小儿子一样有父与子之间关系断裂的表现。
He did not have the expression of the severing of the relationship between son and father like his younger brother did.
他甚至个人他是很要主，可能是个人是很要主的。
Individually, perhaps he actually loves the Lord.
但是他对这个家有他自己的眼光。
But he has his own view for his house.
他对父如何判断，如何处理事情，他有他的意见。
He has his own opinions on how the father deals with things and how he governs the house.
所以虽然他人在家里面，但他享受不了家的丰富。
So even though he's at his father's house, he cannot enjoy the bountiful supply.
所以当圣灵显明一些环境，让我看见原来我也是这么看的。
The Holy Spirit reveals to me that I also see things this way through some circumstances.
我要愿意把我的旧眼光都摆在死地。
I must be willing to lay down my old viewpoints.
弟兄提到这个是很不容易的。
The brother shared that this is very difficult.
当主对我们有这个要求的时候，
When the Lord has this requirement of us,
很多人就在这条道路上不见了。
Many will falter away from this way.
人可能留在聚会里面，
Some may stay in a gathering,
但在这条道路上见不到这个人了。
But we cannot see that person on this way anymore.
但中弟兄也提到，
Brother John also shared,
这就是我们吃主肉喝主血的机会。
This is also experience. This is the opportunity for us to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood.
是从小孩子长大成人的机会。
It is an opportunity for a child to grow into a sonship.
死在我身上发动。
When death is working in me.
圣灵就在我里面属灵的感觉上点了一下。
And the Holy Spirit is touching something of the spiritual matter in me.
我们这个人就被开启被扩大。
Then we are opened up by the Lord and we are enlarged by the Lord.
这是一个很重要的开始。
This is a very important starting
point. 然后我们走第二堂到第四堂的路。
Then we walk the way of the second message to the fourth message.
第二堂到第四堂的路也考验当初这开始是不是实在。
The second message through the fourth message tests whether the beginning is real.
很多弟兄姊妹都祷告说，这个夏令会虽然结束了，但愿这是一个开始。
A lot of brothers and sisters pray like this, even though the meeting has ended, may this be a start.
我们真的要祷告求圣灵加增我们里面渴慕的心，在意的心。
We ought to pray to the Lord that Holy Spirit will increase that desire in us.
我们真的要知道开始，但到底开始什么，从何开始。
We know this is a beginning, but what is this beginning and where does it begin?
为着这个开始，我是不是有些事情要了结，我有一些眼光要了结。
For this beginning, do I need to sever some ties from before?
这是我的交通。
This concludes my
share. 我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们为着过去的夏令会，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the summer retreat we just had.
主啊，当我们听见你借着两位仆人向我们说的话，我们觉得其实我们不配承担这样的话。
Or when we hear the words shared to us by your two servants, we realize that we are not worthy of receiving these words.
所以主，求你加增我们里面渴慕的心。
Therefore, Lord, may you increase the desire within us.
夏令会虽然过去了，但求你让我们里面的灵更加的热切。
Even though the meeting has concluded, may you increase that zeal within our hearts.
当我们看见你的需要。
When we see your needs.
当我们也看见我们人生所有的意义就在满足你的需要上。
And when we also see that the purpose of our life is to fulfill your needs.
开启我们，让我们认识讨你喜悦的道路。
May you open us up that we may know the way to delight you.
因为我们心中很多人的火被你点燃。
May many of our hearts be lit aflame by you.
我们能够力上加力的来认识你，并且来服侍你。
That we may know you from strength to strength and also serve you from strength to strength.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 今天聚会停在这里。
We'll conclude our meeting here today.